From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won the South Carolina primary. Mrs. Clinton overwhelmingly beat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a nearly 3-1 margin. Afterwards, she thanked cheering supporters at her campaign headquarters.
I am so greatly appreciative because today you sent a message. In America, when we stand together, when we stand together, there is no barrier too big to break.
The win was Clinton's third victory after taking the Iowa and Nevada caucuses and losing the New Hampshire primary to Bernie Sanders. The primary was also the last one before the so-called Super Tuesday voting March 1st, where nearly 1,000 delegates are up for grabs. Meanwhile, on the Republican campaign, frontrunner Donald Trump and Florida Senator Marco Rubio continued trading insults. At a campaign stop in Arkansas, one of the states that will hold its primary next Tuesday, Trump called Rubio a lightweight who should not be president.
This guy has a fresh mouth. He's a very nasty guy. And I actually thought that Ted Cruz was a liar, but Rubio is worse. I mean, he's worse.
Meanwhile, at a rally in Georgia, another Super Tuesday state, Rubio called Trump a con artist. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said Trump is a bad example for children and young people. Voters will cast ballots in 11 states on the Republican side Tuesday, with 865 delegates to be awarded. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Early returns from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. That influential body monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say on Iran's foreign policy. It could also choose the next Supreme Leader. Final results from the election are not expected until Monday. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. Witnesses in the capital city saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals immediately following the attack. The bombing followed an earlier attack in Kunar province that killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group had carried out the Kabul bombing. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead in that blast. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. State media reported a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamia in Hama province, killing two soldiers. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. In Geneva Saturday, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that all sides are working to make sure that small incidents don't cause the fighting to reignite. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the capital Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn across the area. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi. And authorities in Somalia say the death toll from two explosions near a Mogadishu hotel late Friday has risen to 25 people. Nearly 60 others were wounded in the attack. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.